North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Fire and fury like the world has never seen. Promises made, promises kept. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And wouldn't you know it, with the air conditioning off, I mean, it's broken here in our studio, and Johnny's studio as well, but he gets all the fans. How many fans do you have in there, Johnny-O? I don't have any fans here. Oh, I got one. On the radio I do, but in terms of keeping me cool, no. Anyway, so this is driving me crazy now. Not just the heat and the flop sweat for Facebook. Is there much flop sweat? Do you see much flop sweat? All right. We have the window open here. Now, for a radio station, you're not supposed to ever have the window open because you can hear stuff from outside. And we've got this bird.
Shut up!
There's this bird that will not stop chirping. And I've got to keep the window open because we don't have any air conditioning. And I can hear it through my headphones, so I'm fearing that you can hear it as well. If you're hearing the chirping, a bird chirping, you're not losing your mind. Well, you might be losing your mind, but not over this. It's actually this bird that we have out here that's chirping. They see the bird has probably seen that the window is open. And it's like, how can I screw Dimitri today? Can I crap all over his car? Well, I've already done that. Let me do this. So anyway, if you're hearing a bird chirping, that's the backstory. That's what's really happening here. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have no idea. All right. So I want to thank, I've got the best listeners in the world. I really do. One of them texted me with the contact information for Steve at Middle Creek Garage. And I jumped on that right away and I sent Steve this text. Would you like to be our special guest on my talk show to discuss the accusations? Be well, and then Dimitri, and then all the information about who I am. No response yet. No response yet. And maybe Steve or Doug or Gary might respond. I don't know. It's just so hard. So that's where we are right now. And several of my Facebook friends reached out and said, we got the screenshots of all the complaints, all the posts. And I must say, I was very tempted to get those, copies of those, and post them so everybody could see them. But without knowing all the information about the Middle Creek Garage, I didn't know if that would be fair or not. That's why I've been bending over backwards, trying to get information from Middle Creek Garage to get their side. Bending over back.
Stop it!
To get their side. So right now, I'm going to hold off on posting the screenshots. Because again, we've got to get everybody signed first. So that's where we are with that. So I just wanted to let you know. And if Steve responds, or anybody from Middle Creek Garage, I would love to have him in studio. I'd love to have all three of them here in studio. Steve, Doug, and Gary. And just let's just hash it all out. Happy to do that. All right, next, let's do something light. Let's do something fun. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth, Capitol Theater, June 28th. And June 28th is, I think, Saturday. Hold on, let me just double check. I should have checked, of course, but that would have been too professional. It is Saturday. Okay, right, I got that right. So it is Saturday. Hold on, I got to get this. I'm just here by myself other than the armed security guard. And so it's a... Hi, put it down. Put it, thank you. PTSD. All right, so where am I now with this? Hold on. I screwed everything up here. We're inside radio, Bob Ney. Today is Wednesday. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's right, 8 o'clock. Great guest for you. If you are thinking to yourself, stop taxing my home in Ohio, my guest speaks your language. She wants to get a constitutional amendment, get something on the ballot to change the Constitution to ban real estate taxation of property. Ohio. We would be the first in the nation. And we've got her as our special guest. And we're all in here at Big Willie 105.5 and the other radio stations of the Ohio Midland News Group. We're going to be helping you sign petitions. We're going to be helping to make this happen. We are 100% all in on this. That's coming up after the 8 o'clock news. But let's shift gears here and do something fun. Although this might not be fun, yesterday it turned out to be a psychodrama. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth, Capitol Theater, June 28th, that is Saturday. I confirm that. And it's floor seating, very good seats. George Thorogood, I got a pair of tickets here for you. Now, before you start calling, here's the phone number. This is the Dimitri number. Make this one of your favorites on your cell phone. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Once again, 740-325-1490. Now, the one proviso is this. You have to come here to pick up the tickets. We will not. We don't trust the mail service. We just don't. You got to pick them up here. We'll have them in an envelope, a special envelope addressed to you. And the here is 56325 High Ridge Road. It's Rock Hill in Bel Air, across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. One of the finest churches on Rock Hill, by the way. Great pastor. 56325 High Ridge Road. All the studios are here. But you have to come here during business hours to pick up the tickets if you are the big wiener. And so we got them here for you. Now, let me explain one thing before we start opening up the phone lines. Typically, this is a no-brainer for radio, for anyone in radio, that you give away prizes, this case, tickets to a great show, George Thorogood. My God, Big Willie 105.5. And people call, 10th caller wins the tickets, typically a no-brainer. Very simple, very easy to do. Well, apparently not with my listeners. Yesterday was torture. I was trying to get through 10 calls. And here's the thing, and I mentioned this yesterday, and I'll mention it again today. Before you call, you got to lower the volume on whatever you're listening to. You're listening to me maybe on the radio or in your car or on your laptop or your cell phone or your this or your that. Whatever you're listening to in the background, you got to lower the volume to almost nothing. Otherwise, we get feedback. And so when I get you on the air, it sounds like, and we can't tell who you are, where you're calling from. It sounds like crap. You think this show sounds like crap? Well, it does. But it would be, it's that much worse if you call in and then you don't lower the volume, because then it just, it's crap squared. It's really bad. And so we had all sorts of problems yesterday with people calling in and not understanding the concept of 10th caller. And it was unbelievable. Now, Johnny O can get through calls like this. Boom, 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 boom. 10th caller. Blah, 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 and he goes back, here's more Madonna. I can't do that with my listeners. And maybe just because this is a new concept for them, I don't know. But we're going to try again. I warn you, this might not be pretty. All right, phone number 740-325-1490. I've got a bad feeling about this. 740-325-1490. We've opened up the phone lines, all of them. I don't know how many we have here, 10, 20, 30, whatever it is. And 10th caller. 10th caller wins these tickets to see George Thorogood and the Destroyers Saturday evening at the Capitol Theater. 10th caller. Again, turn the volume down so we don't have feedback. And I will tell you, I'll ask you, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, your caller number zero or your caller number one or whatever. So we give everybody a fair shot here. All right. Against my better judgment, here we go. Line one, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Josh.
Josh, where are you calling from?
Right now, the Yorkville Dam. I'm fishing.
Okay, you're number one. Call back. He's fishing. Is that like that nuclear stuff with matter and antimatter? You put it, then you get fishing? I'm guessing either that or carp. One or the other. Or carpe diem, which means catch a carp today in Latin, I think. All right, that's one down. Okay, that wasn't too bad. He's fishing. I wonder what these people are doing as they're listening to me now that I think about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I tell you to turn down the volume?
It's down.
It is. All right, what's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, where are you calling from?
Coleraine.
Coleraine, what are you doing right now?
I'm sitting here waiting to go to work.
All right, you're number two. Thank you. Well, I should have asked him where he worked. Hey, where do you... hello, number... yeah, what's your first name?
I'm still Mark.
Okay, you're still Mark. Okay, where do you work?
I work for Goodman's. I do air conditioning work. I can come up and fix that if you want.
Will you charge Mr. Deep Pockets to fix it?
Yeah, I might have to.
And we were doing so well. And we were doing so well. I thought, oh, man, he can come up here. But then he might have to charge. And Mr. Deep Pockets, who owns all of this, that was the deal breaker. That was the deal breaker. Hey, Johnny, somebody wanted to charge us to have it fixed. All right, that's let's go here. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Levin, Dangerously Local. What's your first name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, where are you calling from?
Just north of Wheeling.
Just north of Wheeling. What kind of work do you do?
Really good work.
You're number three. Do you see what I mean? What kind of work? Jesus. These aren't trick questions. They really aren't. What kind of work do you do? Really good work. Well, I'm sure, Jimmy. I'm sure that's the case. Okay, let's review. The phone number 740-325-1490. It's not a difficult concept to grasp. You call. You make sure the volume is down in the background so there's no feedback. I'll ask you your first name. I'll ask you what you're doing. I'll tell you what number you are. It's really not, and if you want to fix air conditioning for free, if you're really, really good at fixing air conditioning for free, we can talk. Or killing birds. That would be the other thing. If you know how to kill annoying robins that just can't stop chirping. All right, where were we? All right, George Thorogood. All right. You see how difficult this is? Do you see how difficult this is? All right. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri, live and Dangerously Local. What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, you just called, right?
Me again.
All right. All right. You're number four. This is amazing. Some people are really just so into this that they're calling back. Okay. Let's see here.
Number four. This is amazing. Some people are really just.
Stop it! Again, pot it down, please. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Josh.
Josh. You're number five, Josh. I think we've got two listeners who really, really want these tickets. All right. Hi, what's your first name?
Kevin.
I'm sorry?
Kevin.
Kevin. Okay. What kind of work do you do, Kevin?
Truck driver.
Truck driver. One of my favorites. You're number six. Call back. You don't hang up until after I talk with you. That's how this telephone concept works. Hi, you're on Big Willie. What's your first name?
Josh.
That was number seven. Hi, you're on Big Willie. What's your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin, you're number eight. I have three listeners. I literally think I have three listeners. All right. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Mark again.
He's nine. I already know who the 10th caller is going to be. You already know who the 10th caller is going to be. All right, here we go. Hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. What's your first name?
Joshua.
Josh, you won.
Yes, sir.
What's your last name, Josh? What's your last name? Josh, what's your last name?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. What's your last name so I can have the tickets here for you?
Oh, Krulsik. It's, you want me to spell it?
Yeah.
It's K-R-U-L-C-I-K.
Okay, Josh. Congratulations. Come pick up the tickets here after the show this morning. Congratulations. Your caller number 11, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Life's rough. And how's your morning going for you? God, somebody kill me.